Hello.
Hey, Don Flemons. This is Kamaya Truitt-Martin at WUNC.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So I was wondering if you'd like to come down to the station and talk about producing a new podcast with us. We're big fans of your music, and you're writing for Oxford American Magazine, and I think we could make something fun together.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll be right down.
Cool. From North Carolina Public Radio WUNC, this is Episode 0 of the American Songster Radio Podcast. Hey! Have a seat. Let's talk a little.
Yeah, we can riff on it a little bit.
All right, cool. You're perhaps best known as one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. You guys won a Grammy a couple of years ago for the album Genuine Negro Jig. And since the Drops, you've toured the world as a solo artist, played Carnegie Hall, you've been interviewed by Terry Gross for Fresh Air, made a couple records. What do you want to do with this podcast?
Well, basically, Kamaya, you know, what I thought would be interesting for a podcast is to talk with different musicians and folklorists and scholars and enthusiasts about the music, about what got them into the music. Because sometimes I found that the people who document folk music sometimes have a story that's just as interesting as the people that they document themselves. And so it kind of is just starting out with friends of mine who are well-known musicians, and then also branching out to people that I've known for a lot of years.
Great. That sounds wonderful. So are these the type of people that you want to have as guests?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, I've interviewed Ketch Secor from Old Crow Medicine Show, and my connection with Old Crow Medicine Shows, I was a fan of theirs in 2004 when they first came out. And over the years, we've become friends, and I decided to have them come on down and talk about music. I've also talked with Bill Ferris, who's a wonderful professor over at UNC. And he used to live in Mississippi. He's done a lot of field work on Delta Blues and a lot of amazing stuff. I mean, he's just done a lot of stuff. And so just getting to chat with him a little bit, and I decided to frame the interview in the form of asking him three songs that changed his life, and he happened to pick three excellent rock and roll songs. And so then I brought in some songs, and we just shared a love of music and kind of talked back and forth with that.
Sounds really great and fun. So, Dom, you got the hat, suspenders, corn cob pipe, and songs that are quite literally from another time. What speaks to you about old music?
Well, you know, I started out really being into history and also literature. You know, I have a bachelor's degree in English, and I studied ancient literature like Chaucer and Shakespeare and William Wordsworth and all the classic poets and Mark Twain and people like that. And so that was where I really got into folk music, because I found folk music told the story of the people on the ground level in a way that the history books didn't necessarily tell. So, for example, we take like the Civil War, which is one of the biggest things that's ever happened in the United States, and particularly in the South. And you take the musical culture that grew out of the Civil War, and you find a very interesting story that happens. And as being a person of color, the stories that still have yet to be told about people of color are also another thing that I feel through this podcast. I'll be able to bring just little things out here and there, nothing crazy, but just getting people to think about music critically and differently than they had been before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you listen to contemporary music? And if there are some songs today, which ones are the ones that you like?
Well, like, you know, when it comes to contemporary music, I'm a big fan of the people that really move me. But I find it very hard sometimes to hear some of the contemporary music.
Well, like who?
Like, well, Janelle Monáe, when she came out with the album The Arch Android. I wasn't a fan of The Electric Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't think it felt like she'd lost the hunger mm-hmm. that was in The Arch Android. But The Arch Android, I thought, was very different for hip-hop and rap. And it was kind of it took the idea that Outkast had with The Love Below and really changing the musical genres a little bit to more song forms. And I thought that was a great record, but that's been quite a few years ago.
Yeah. What about Bilal? Do you like him?
I mean, it's all okay. I mean, I just get tired of artificial beats.
I feel you.
I want organic music again.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those people that doesn't want to eat, non-localized beef or something, but for music, you know. And I feel that hip-hop is hard for me because it's based on artificial music, and so mm-hmm. I find it very hard for me to continue to get into it, even though philosophically many of the performers are people that I can agree with, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lot of the Dirty South rappers come out, they, you know, they can't wear a shirt, but they can really be articulate about mm-hmm. why their music is this, that, and the other, you know? And then also you see like Beyonce getting out there and Kanye West, and they're just, you know, it's hard because they're trying to run people's lives when music is never meant to run people's lives, you know?
But do you think music is for, like?
Getting people at least thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just get people inspired. For me, I've tried to make it so that records are easy to listen to. Mm-hmm. So I started out just being into the old music and wanting to present it because I found that no one was playing it at all. Mm-hmm. It was just the places I was going, no one had ever heard any of the types of music that I was playing. Mm-hmm. And they were types of music I enjoyed playing, so it was nice for me to share with people. And mm-hmm. I wrote some songs, but sharing those songs in the same thing, that was what I wanted to do, instead of it being a singer-songwriter where it was always about me, always about my headspace, always about my things. And I got tired of that. And so I really got into doing old-time stuff. And from there, when I went to North Carolina and moved out here the first time, and then I lived in New York for a while and then came back to North Carolina. But when I first came out, I just said, wow, I can be a part of this. I in a meeting, an elder black statesman, Joe Thompson, with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, I'm able to help create awareness about black string bands. Mm-hmm. And so all these things made sense to me as it was happening, because at that time I was just listening to records and really enjoying making my own conclusions about the history. Then all of a sudden I found I could help write new parts to the history so that it was better for people in the future, you know? And so that was the sort of stuff that happened. Then of course, we elected our first black president, had him for 2 terms, and that was also something that, you know, we were touring at the same time that Obama was going through the primaries mm-hmm. for his first term. So we were, like, going to the cities right before him, like, the whole tour, coincidentally, right. You know? But it was, like, It was a neat time for being able to just show people, hey, this is a whole part of history you might not have heard of, but that doesn't mean it's less valid. Mm-hmm. Of course, now we have social media where it's like, now it's kind of taken for granted that you can look a lot of different places for stuff. But mm-hmm. at that time, there was just one place to go. So with that, the opposite now has happened, where people don't know the basics about certain genres of music anymore. See, when I got into it, it was like, if you talked about blues, Muddy Waters would, or Howlin' Wolf would be redundant, because everybody knew that they were the most famous right. guys. So then you would look for, who are the people that aren't so famous, mm-hmm. you know? But now you got a bunch of people who, you know, they don't even know who B.B. King is. B.B. Mm-hmm. King's just passed away, so he was the storyteller saying, mm-hmm. this is what the blues is. And so everybody would focus on B.B. King. Same thing with Pete Seeger, mm-hmm. With folk music. They were the single person that had held the torch for the genre. And with those guys going down, the energy goes out to everybody they influenced, which mm-hmm. is a lot mm-hmm. for those two in particular. And for me, I've just decided to throw my hat in the ring and say, I want to be one of those storytellers that's doing it. And so far it's worked out well. You know, I just try to keep that good balance between my interest as a person, and then how can I translate that into stuff that I can communicate with other people, and then also help hopefully expand the history and the scholarship of this music.
Yes, snaps to you, man. You should be like a professor on this or something. Like, give everybody life, because you're right, the music kind of just like hits your spine and like goes down and like goes to your roots or something.
That's
I don't
right.
know where it goes, but it just like yeah. like the Holy Ghost a little bit. So, you know, I definitely understand where you're coming from. Thank you, Dom, so much. That was great. So I think for this podcast to work, we're going to have to hear some of your music. Do you have a song for us?
Yeah, actually, you know, when I started to play exclusively solo from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, my first record, which is my third solo record, was one called Prospect Hill. And the song that started out was a song I wrote that was based on some old music. And it's a song called Till the Seas Run Dry. And I figured this might be a good way to intro people to my music. And yeah, take it away. Ba 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 ba
That's Dom Flemons and friends doing the song Till the Seas Run Dry. I'm Kamaya Truett-Martin, and I'm going to get out the way now and let Dom take over as the host of this new show, American Songster Radio. It's a production of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We'll have a new episode for you every month with songs, interviews, and a few surprises. Our first two episodes that are up on iTunes now feature an interview with Ketch Secor from Old Crow Medicine Show and a special show called Three Songs That Changed My Life with folklorist Bill Ferris. Dom, I'll see you on the radio.
Thanks, Kamaya. We'll see you all out there. See you down the road. Bye. Thank
you're
so
dope.
Much,
oh my goodness. Can you be like my uncle or something? Like, what is the next? What? That was so amazing.
Ooh,
like,
thank
I just
you.
Wish I had more things to, but I guess I just don't know enough about folk. Is it folk music?
Yeah,
I don't know enough about it to like really get into it and ask the necessary questions. But I mean, yeah, you definitely opened up like. It's like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and I just went through the wardrobe, and it's like this whole new world. Because it's really nice. It's like soul-fulfilling type music instead of just the hip-hop that I inundate myself with. So, yeah.
Sure.